From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in today as the Reverend Lindsay Wilson, minister of Castlederg Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
We're turning this morning to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, and we're reading from verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? He answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marvelled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whither of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water, and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Amen, and God will add his blessing to the reading of his word. I want to draw your attention this morning to words found in verse 22. It is a question that Pilate asked many years ago, and it is a question I want you to ask yourself this morning. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? There was a dual government in Judea. The first was the Sanhedrin, a Jewish parliament based on the Mosaic Law and the Talmud, writings or traditions of the Jewish elders, interpreting and adding to the law. The Sanhedrin, or council, consisted of about 70 chief priests and elders. The high priest was the most influential member of the council, but Judea was not an independent state at that time. The Romans had invaded and occupied the country, and the final say in all governmental matters was the Roman governor, and ultimately the emperor himself. The Sanhedrin could punish small crimes, but they were not allowed to put anyone to death. As it was the wish of the Jewish council to put the Lord to death, they were obliged to take Jesus to the Roman governor Pilate and persuade him to pass the death sentence. Now, the night before, an unofficial trial of the Lord Jesus Christ had occurred in the house of Caiaphas the high priest. But even by their own rules, the conviction of any man must be conducted in the daytime. So the whole council met together in the morning again and went quickly through the form of a trial. The Lord Jesus was again asked if he were the Christ, and on his admission, they immediately condemned him and led him away to Pilate. This morning I want to concentrate our thoughts on Pilate. This rough, ungodly Roman governor was suddenly faced with the Lord Jesus Christ, and like it or not, he was going to have to make a decision about him. Was he going to believe him? Would he accept he was the Messiah and commit himself to him? Or was he going to condemn him? Before the day was out, Pilate would make his decision, a decision that would affect the rest of his life on earth, and indeed his eternity beyond. In this great dilemma, he asked the question which is our text this morning. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? This morning you're listening to the Word of God again, and the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, is speaking to your heart. Like Pilate, you are before the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Pilate, you have a decision to make regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. And before this broadcast is over, you will make a decision regarding Christ, a decision which could affect the rest of your life on earth, and indeed your eternity beyond. So again this morning, I want you to ask yourself the question, the same question that Pilate asked those many years ago. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? The greatest question you'll ever ask. Firstly, Pilate couldn't deny the truth. No doubt Pilate had heard many things about the Lord Jesus Christ. He had been the governor while the Saviour had conducted his earthly ministry, a good part of which was in Jerusalem. He had heard of the miracles. I'm sure he had heard of the lives that had been changed by the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But on this morning, Pilate was confronted with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And as he questioned the Lord, it is patently obvious that Pilate believed what he heard. He declared, I find no fault in him at all. When he presented the Lord to the crowd, he said, Behold your king. Still later, when he had eventually sentenced him to death, he put a plaque above his head which read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. There was absolutely no doubt in Pilate's mind that Jesus was genuine, that he was the sinless Son of God. But there's a vast difference between believing that Jesus is the sinless Son of God and giving your heart and life to him and repenting of your sin. And this Pilate was not prepared to do. Not only had he the witness of the Saviour himself, Pilate could easily see through the wicked attempts of the chief priests and elders to get rid of him. Verse 18 of this chapter records Pilate's view of the accusing priests. He knew that for envy they had delivered him. And then there was the testimony of Pilate's wife. Verse 19, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. We're not told what sort of a dream or nightmare that she had, but it truly must have been terrible when she sent word to her husband, the governor. Can you imagine a judge sitting before a very important trial and his wife sending word to him, telling him how he ought to decide the case? The very fact that he was interrupted showed just how serious and how concerned his wife was. All this left Pilate in no doubt as to who the Lord Jesus Christ was. But as judge, Pilate had a decision to make. He clearly knew that the man before him was innocent, but he also knew that an acquittal and a release would not please the people, least of all the chief priests. It would not have made him popular. In fact, I'm sure he feared he might have a revolt on his hands if he didn't go along with their plans. But Pilate couldn't deny the truth. Secondly, he tried to avoid a decision. Although he knew what he ought to do, Pilate tried to wriggle out of the situation and avoid making any decision at all. His conscience forbid him to execute a man who was obviously innocent of all charges against him, yet fear of the people stopped him doing what was right. First of all, he threw the decision back to the Jewish leaders. We read in John 18:31, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. But they replied that they had already done that, and their judgment demanded his execution, something they had not the authority to carry out, and so they had come to him. Secondly, he sent the Lord to Herod. When Pilate learned that the Lord was from Galilee, he tried to palm him off to Herod, who was the governor in the region of Galilee. But Herod wasn't having any of it. The problem had occurred in Pilate's jurisdiction, in the southern part, in Judea, and Herod sent him straight back to Pilate. Thirdly, he offered to release the Lord Jesus Christ, as the custom was at that time of the year. And so to make sure that the crowd chose Jesus, he offered them the choice of Christ or Barabbas. He took probably the worst criminal in the prison at that time. But his plan was foiled when the crowd, urged by the chief priest, chose Barabbas. So rather than solve a problem, he had created another for himself, for now he had released one of the most notable criminals in the land, and still he had a decision to make about Christ. In the fourth place, he pleaded the innocency of Christ.
And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. In the fifth place, he scourged Jesus, probably hoping that this action would have appeased the Jews who had called for his death, but it was all to no avail. The crowd were crying for his blood. And then finally, he washed his hands before them all, but all the water and all the rivers and oceans could never cleanse him from what he was about to do. Pilate had a decision to make, and he did make it that day. He rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as his Saviour and Lord. Furthermore, he sentenced him to death by crucifixion. He ordered the most heinous murder of all times. I want you to notice, as we close, Pilate sealed his eternal destiny. Throughout all the rest of the Bible, we never read of Pilate ever repenting of the dreadful sins he committed. The first century historian Josephus Flavius wrote of Pilate in later life. Someone asked Pilate about Jesus Christ, the one whom he had rejected personally and wrongly condemned to death. Pilate's answer speaks for itself. Who is Jesus Christ? Years later, he couldn't even remember the one who had stood before him. It is remarkable, yet not unusual, that someone who met the Lord and was so concerned could years later be completely unmoved when they recall the event. When someone meets the Saviour and the Spirit strives with their soul, there is a great concern in their heart if the pleadings of the Spirit are rejected and the Spirit withdraws himself. Then concern disappears, and that person will never repent and come to Christ. I believe that is what happened to Pilate that day. That day Pilate sealed his eternal destiny. He rejected the Lord Jesus Christ for the last time. What a tragedy. To be absolutely sure that Jesus Christ was the sinless Son of God, and then try to avoid making any decision about him and going to a lost eternity. Can I urge you this morning to be wise? Can I urge you to repent of your sin? And as you see the Lord Jesus Christ in all his purity, as you see him in all his sinlessness, and then yourself in all your sin, will you not repent of your sin this morning? Confess to him alone. Ask him for forgiveness. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Come to him this morning. Make the decision for Christ. Give him your heart and life. May the Lord bless you. Amen.